yo, Black, it's time.
Word.
Bird, it's time, man. It's time, man.
Alright,
begin. Yeah, straight out the fucking dungeons of rap, where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this shit. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition. A pain, I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peak holes. I'm suited up a street.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
65.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories. Only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com. Hey, we're here.
Yo.
Abhinav of Cherry Sky / Cherry Sky Studios.
You got to put in the applause right here.
Yay. You've done videos for pretty much everyone. And everyone's mom.
There's still some people, man, that I'm still trying to do some videos for, you right? know? But we'll get there. We'll get there. We're definitely on our way up.
Well, last episode I had Brent Lambert, BTC Wood. Mm-hmm. You know him, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I am currently waiting for my chain.
We're waiting, Brent. WT fuck. We talked about Cypress Hill's debut album. Are you a Cypress Hill fan?
I'm a West Coast fan. I didn't really bump Cypress Hill too much.
Really?
Know? I wasn't into the whole thing to begin with, but the thing is they were West Coast, you know, but I feel like they had real East Coast delivery, you know.
Yeah, it's a unique sound. Absolutely.
It's a very unique sound, and I remember, dude, like, you know, back then, dude, I was bumping Tupac, of course, you know, Tupac, right. And Rappin' Forte, Too Short. Shit like that, a lot of heavy. I was heavily influenced by the West Coast.
Mm-hmm. What was Rappin' Forte's big song? Players Club.
Players Club, you know. But he also had the song with Too Short, though. You know, Never Talk Down on a Player.
Okay.
If that was on his album Off Parole, and that was also on Too Short's album Getting It, which was supposed to be Too Short's last
10.
Album.
Yep.
Yeah. Classic album, dude. Yeah. Love that album. Yeah. So.
Bitch.
Right.
What was it? What album was it? Oh, the new Onyx album. Are you an Onyx fan?
Man, I became an Onyx fan later on, but I haven't, you know, to tell you the truth, man, I have not been able to listen to anything new lately. I think that's probably due to the fact that I'm so busy right now.
Right.
But I've been hearing about it, you know, I mean, and I actually heard it was pretty good.
It is actually. Yeah. And their first three albums, which everyone knows about the first one, of course, because of Slam.
Yeah.
The following two were equally as good, but you know, then they had some in between that were, I don't even have any idea.
Where was Back the Fuck Up?
That was the first one.
That was the first
one. Yeah, and then...
When did Back the Fuck Up 2 come out?
Oh, that was like 2006.
So that was a latter album. That was one of the later...
Yeah, and I haven't heard that. Because they had a song called... Anytime you make a sequel song, they had a song called Slam Harder.
Oh.
No, bad.
I think even sequel albums sometimes, man.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like Marshall Mathers 2.
Right.
Why'd you do that?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. And he's totally not even in the same mind frame. And I understand that it's maybe him or whatever, but it's like, man, just leave the classic alone. It's like if Jay-Z came out right now and, you know, Reasonably Doubted. Or, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Right. Yeah, Marshall Mathers, the first one, didn't have any
what if Too
like
Short
R&B
came out?
Features or anything, right? I don't recall that. But, you know, the new one
has some Nate Dogg
Rihanna
on there.
Yeah,
rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. But,
Uh-oh, blown up.
Yeah, we'll leave him alone for right now. Shout out to Sar Love Star in the House of DJs. They are, I might be jumping the gun here, but they are a huge part of our album release. They are definitely behind us, but we'll get back on topic
right here.
There was a couple joints, man. You know, like, even as, there was that one. I forgot who that girl was singing. Were you talking about drugs and getting fucked up? Oh, wait, that was the whole album, wasn't it?
So, but Cypress Hill, not really your forte?
No, man, I started dabbling into them later on, yeah. And definitely the respect is there, but I just, I didn't really grow up on them like that, right. You know?
Yeah, their first two albums were pretty iconic in my life.
I didn't smoke weed until I was like 17 or 18 years old, dude.
Okay.
I was a late bloomer, so. Okay.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if I never would have smoked weed, I might be in a different place these days.
Yeah,
but, you know.
But it helped out a lot, man. I can't, you know.
Right.
You know.
Well, of course, Cypress Hill is playing at Soundset this year.
Yes.
And I'm kind of continuing this theme of kind of the road to Soundset.
Word.
And Cypress Hill, of course, playing. I haven't seen them play for like 12 years, I want to say, live. And they always put on a hell of a good show.
When was the last time they came here?
I couldn't even tell you. Guy wasn't there.
It was a huge show, though, I think. I remember my guy Pablo was telling me something about it, and I think Tilo was too. They came here with the Fugees.
Oh, was it that long ago?
Yeah,
I don't know if that
was the last show that they came here for, but
that
I know that they came here.
That was for their Smoking Grooves tour?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. The Smoking Grooves
tour. So that was like
tour.
96, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
97, dude. 98.
That'd be a fucking
there.
Crazy.
Yeah,
I wish I could have seen that shit,
yeah.
Man.
That was definitely cool.
I missed the Up in Smoke tour too, man.
Yeah, I missed that too.
I missed a lot of classic shows. Yeah.
I bought the Up in Smoke DVD. That's pretty cool.
That's a damn good DVD.
Yeah,
really is. Well produced.
Right,
it's
you
crazy.
Would know.
Oh, hey man, you know that's what I looked at, man.
Mixed in 5.1.
Hey,
that's
the whole deal.
Yeah,
the whole deal. It's
that's
crazy.
What people need to do that shit on a. I mean, really. You put together a little short film or something to kind of segue into a live show.
Budget. You're talking about a serious production
right.
budget. You know
but
what I mean?
But people would dig that.
Oh, they would love it.
No one does that on a smaller... Well, I don't know if no one does that, but I haven't seen that on a smaller scale.
The other thing you got to think about, too, is the amount of classics that were brought out on that DVD, you know?
Right.
It's all classic material.
Yeah.
From Ice Cube and WC to, you know, yep. all of that, dude. So
Snoop,
it's crazy.
Dre,
Snoop,
yeah.
Dre, Eminem.
But now, when we initially talked about doing the show here, I brought up the idea of talking about Nas, Illmatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to learn I'm not a big Nas fan,
mm-hmm.
right? I haven't even heard Illmatic until like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I'm familiar with like his newer stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But I recognize like the legendary status of the album, you know,
mm-hmm.
how the album itself is a classic.
Production.
But, yeah, the production is
Pete
ridiculous.
Rock, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's
DJ
crazy.
Premier.
All of them, man.
Large Professor.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's, and I went and bought, because I'd never owned it, so I went and bought it, and I still can't get into it. I'm going to be honest with you, I can't get into it.
Man, there's so many classic joints on that album.
But yeah, I definitely love to hear it from someone that actually...
Represent and, you know, all of that, dude. Like, you know, but like I said, you know, I didn't get into Nas until way later on either. I think the first Nas album I listened to, I have a real connection with It Was Written, his second album.
Okay.
I have a serious connection with that album. Like,
yeah.
that was a dope album to me, dude. And like, that was like, I think that was the first time an East Coast rapper actually had a Dre beat. You know, because if you know about The Firm, obviously,
yeah, yeah.
with AZ
yep.
and Foxy Brown
yep.
and Cormega, which they chose to leave out. But either way, I mean, that whole thing was produced by Dre,
yep.
you know. So that's my iconic shit, dude. Yeah, but I don't know. You know, I ain't really looking forward to Nas too much. Like, I heard things about him, and I've seen him a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's... It's cool, you know. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that one, man. I don't want to say too much because everybody, what the fuck, you don't like Nas?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
But you know what? Hey, just like I said, I'm not a big Nas fan. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to check him out live, though. Sometimes a live show can win people over, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I forgot who I was talking to, and they said that the recent live show was not that damn good. He was doing track records, and he wasn't rapping them out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So... Or he was missing a lot of it. Who was that? I forgot who it was. Oh, Chuck U.
Okay.
Chuck U said he caught him down at South by Southwest. I seen him on a Facebook post, and he said that he caught him at South by Southwest, and he was like...
Just this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's doing the whole 20th...
anniversary.
Yeah, 20th anniversary of Illmatic.
Yeah.
But I remember a couple of years ago, they tried to re-release Illmatic. They're going to keep trying to re-release it, you know? Actually, that's the only probably follow-up album. When he did Stillmatic, that was a good joint.
Okay.
You know?
And that
I
was
mean,
kind of a sequel.
Yeah.
The only Nas album I'm really familiar with is Hip Hop is Dead.
Yeah, no, you gotta take a look at everything before that, man. Because okay. It started, that's kind of when he died.
Yeah. Because, I found that I really like Nas on, like, features, or when he has a feature.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Hip Hop Is Dead has a track with Kanye and...
Yeah, there were classic really joints on there. The Kanye joint was definitely dope, and then I think he had Game on there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Or was Busta on that one? No, he was on the N, the fried chicken joint. But no, it was a cool album, man. You know, but then again, Nas is kind of, you know, Jay-Z kind of said it best, man. You know, for every classic albums, he kind of drops one every four type joint,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
Because if you go back to his other albums, like I Am, there were certain classic tracks on there, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. the joint with Scarface is dope. But then like that stupid shit with P. Diddy, Hate Me Now and shit like that. Oh. Like, and then Nostradamus, oh man, let's not even talk about that. That's what knocks him off the fucking pedestal, you know? But then again, Jay-Z has those kind of albums as well.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So does Eminem, so does everybody. Yeah, everybody has them albums, you know?
When you make a lot of material, you know, yeah. And you got that longevity, there's bound to be some bad shit in there. There's
yeah, be. Definitely, you know?
Yeah.
And especially, you know, I ain't trying to take shots at Lil Wayne. I know every real MC or underground MC, they love to take shots at Lil Wayne, but you know, the thing, I respect him, you know, when he came out, he was doing all the mixtape stuff, but the problem with it is that when you release that volume of music, it's more about quantity versus quality,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I feel like that's where he kind of got a little lost too, but then again, it's kind of what gave him his name, you know,
right.
So, I don't know, man, it's crazy. I'm looking forward to Rock Marciano if I go.
Right.
Rock Marciano's fucking dope, dude.
Okay. And that was, Martyr was telling me about Rock. I picked up his, I'm trying to think of the album name. I think it's his latest album.
Empire Strikes Back. No, there's a new one out, I think. Yeah. I think they just said that he dropped
it's some French something or other. But there's like, every song's got a feature on it except for like one or two. Yeah, and it's definitely good.
Yeah, dude, he's dope, dude. Mm-hmm. I first heard him on the Action Bronson joints, and then, you know, like, he's on the Step Brothers album, too.
Okay.
The Evidence and Alchemist joint.
Yep.
So he's on there. He's dope, man. I dig his style, dude.
Action Bronson's another one. I wish he was on sound set. That'd be...
Well, they put him on last year, right? Was it last year?
I think
or
it
year
was
before?
Last year. Yeah, was it recently? I remember seeing him...
He performed the year-long Doe perform. So,
okay,
that
so that
wasn't was
two
last
years
year. Yeah, that was 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
You know? But how many times have they had, like, Mac Miller on now? Is he on this year again?
No. He was there...
Oh, Wiz Khalifa's on again this year.
Okay.
But he's been on Soundset before.
I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure he has.
Yeah.
My phone's, like, blowing up.
It
right
is.
Now.
You're a popular guy.
Oh,
I'm glad. I'm glad to thank you for taking the time to make it
hey,
over
man,
here.
Hey, man, you know.
Between yeah. phone calls.
Definitely, man. All day, dude. You know. Hey, all you guys that are calling me right now, sorry, you're getting the dial tone.
Yeah.
You're getting the message machine.
Something I didn't know about this album, though, Illmatic, or Nas in general, that MC Search basically got him signed.
Yeah, man. Jay kind of put that out there a while ago, you know. He's like, I know who I paid for my sampling, because, you know, you sampled him on Dead Presidents. You know, you made it a hot line, I made it a hot song,
right.
You know, when they were beefing.
Yeah.
But he said, I know who I paid, Searchlight Publishing God, you know, so... Yeah, Search is the one that put him on. Dude,
right.
It's crazy. Remember the White Rapper show?
I do remember that show.
That's
yeah. there was some, wasn't there some Minnesota girl on there?
No,
I
don't know.
There was.
No, I don't know.
I don't know, man. That was such a weird time.
Yeah, it was a very weird time.
Yeah.
That shit was
like,
crazy. Who even
won
that?
Show.
Oh, that guy from down south, right? Oh.
I don't know.
Shamrock.
Shamrock? Okay, that sounds right.
I just remember Hallelujah, Holla Back, John Brown.
John Brown. That name sounds familiar. It's
dude,
this is all coming back. That's like something I tried to tune out, you know what I mean?
It's so entertaining, though. I mean, that was right around the time of like Flavor of Love and all that,
right.
You know what I mean? And it's like
yeah.
the stuff that came out was, man, that shit was pretty classic. It's when they're really bringing, you know, a lot of hip-hop stuff. Breaking it into the media heavy, you know,
yeah.
and like it was, I mean, it was undeniable, totally undeniable at that point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It was pretty funny.
Show.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch that shit again. I'd rather watch another season of that than some real world shit.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Jersey Shore.
And that was around the time that, what was the Maid show that had Blizzard, the local guy here.
Man, yeah.
Toki was on there, and Sea Ray's Walls. And,
yeah, Sea Ray's Walls, dude. Yeah. That's crazy.
Sea Ray's is back. He's back in the cities here.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, he was down, yeah, yeah. Down at the trip.
I was talking with him, dude. I was talking with him for a little bit with Rents.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out MC Rents. And yeah, we'll see what happens, man. Probably going to get a couple little videos done with him and stuff, right. You know.
That'd
just
be
talking
cool.
with him and stuff. So we'll see what happens.
So as far as East Coast goes, I was really big into Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
You know, I somehow overpassed Nas altogether. I don't know, just never was. And I was big into Dre. So The Firm was kind of like something that I should have liked, but I never did.
It was crazy. It was a weird dynamic.
It was.
I really wonder what those sessions were like, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I wish, the only thing I wish, you know, is that they had cameras around back then. Maybe they did. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's no footage of those kinds of things. Like, I'd love to see, like, what one of those sessions were like, you know?
Yeah.
Because I remember when Dre first worked with him, you know, and I'd just like to see what that dynamic was like altogether. Because you're talking about two totally different coasts, two totally different sounds, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah, man, I don't know. From
what I've heard of Dre's work ethic, you know what I mean? Where it's like he strives for perfection in the studio, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? Like you keep doing your take over and over again until it's perfect,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And you're getting these four, three or four rappers. AZ,
it was
Foxy.
Really four, man, but it was like, you know, it was three at times, it was five at times, mm-hmm. It was all over the board. But really what they ended up doing was putting three on the cover. So the actual album was three. So, I mean, you know, for a majority of that album, they had to work with three people,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
So, but I think Cormega had a pretty decent appearance or presence on the album. Mm-hmm. They just didn't really put him on there.
And so, if I'm not mistaken, that was the first, there was the Aftermath Presents album, but I think this was like the first, the Firm was the first real Aftermath.
Was it on Aftermath?
Like, yeah.
Huh.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy as hell.
And it didn't do so good.
No.
I mean, as far by, you know, Dre standards, I should say. I mean, I'm sure it went platinum, but no.
Yeah.
No more than that. I don't have those numbers in front of me.
Yeah. Neither do I, and I'm really not that interested in pulling them up. It was cool, man, but I feel like, you know, when you come from a certain area, I feel like people from that area can tailor your sound. They know what you're going through. They're around those same surroundings.
Right.
So I feel like, and that doesn't mean that I won't ever work with somebody from a different area, because nowadays mm-hmm. hip-hop is just all over the place.
Right.
You know, but back then, they were really true to just their sound. And, you know, like, breaking out of that, I have to respect that alone. You know, mm-hmm. breaking out of your comfort zone,
yeah.
you know, breaking out of DJ Premier and Pete Rock and, you know,
mm-hmm.
all of that to go and work with Dre. That was, you know, that's groundbreaking right there. But
are you a Busta Rhymes fan then?
He was too crazy. He was hella crazy. Yeah. Busta's so nutty. But I listen to all of his shit, dude. I listen to all of them. You
Have
know
you
what
heard
I mean?
Any of his work he did with Dre?
What album was that again? That was the Genesis, man. Breaking Neck. That shit was dope,
yeah,
dude.
There's a few that are, like, they're really, really good.
You know, it sucks, man, because, you know, nowadays, you know, you find so many albums that are all over the place that have production from everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you're working with everyone. But, you know, So now that it's like that, you want to revert back to the old where it's like, I just want to work with one producer, you
yeah.
know what I mean? And really get the vibe and, you know, vibe out together,
mm-hmm.
you know? But, you know, there's certain people, man, that I just feel like they shouldn't have done a full album together. And, you know, to an extent, The Firm is one of them.
Yeah.
And Busta's album that he did on Aftermath, I kind of feel the same. But that was, mm-hmm. like, one of his most, probably one of his most commercially successful albums, I think.
Right.
You know, because he had a bunch of bangers on there that, you
he
know,
did.
kept staying around. So, you
yeah.
know, who's your chick or what's your bitch or some shit? I forgot the name of that song that he had.
I was really kind of, I didn't get that album.
Mm.
I didn't do it. I'm a Busta fan and a Dre fan, and I don't know where I was in life. I just
yeah,
didn't
just,
get it.
I don't think it met the Busta standard, you
yeah.
know, because like Extinction Level Event, you know, Anarchy, When Disaster Strikes.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about him totally in his element, you
right.
know?
Yep.
And it sucks, man, because, you know, it's part of growing as an artist is reaching outside of the comfort box and doing something different. That doesn't always mean that it's going to be accepted or that it's, you know, good.
Absolutely. You know. I remember on, I must be the Genesis album. There's a Dre song, I believe, where it's like sampled like a shovel digging, like a grave, I think. It might even be the theme of the song. It's like a shovel going in, and it's like, and that's repeated.
And that was like the percussion of the beat?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I remember that one. I was like, that always stuck with me. I was like, that's pretty unique, you know?
What was the song with Eminem and DMX? Was Busta on that?
I don't know.
Go to Sleep?
Was there barking in the song?
Probably, if DMX was on it.
Yeah, you'd think so.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
But there wouldn't be.
DMX. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He was on Dr. Phil not long ago.
Yeah, what was the name of the other one that was on the Oprah Network, man? I forgot the name of that lady. And she was just going off on him bad. Like,
on DMX?
Oh, yeah. Started yelling at him and going, it was crazy. It was like on the Oprah Network. I'm like, what the fuck?
Why are you watching the Oprah Network?
Man, hey, I got all of it. I check it all out.
Yeah?
And it actually ended up on like World Star or something. That's where I probably saw it.
Yeah.
Another guilty pleasure of everybody's.
So who's you say you're more of a West Coast guy than East Coast?
West Coast, man. That's what I grew up on all day. You know, so, and even down south. I mean, really, the first tape when I had a Walkman in third grade was Scarface. Scarface the Diary. That was my first tape, dude. I love that fucking album.
Can't talk to my mother, so I talk to my diary.
Yeah, and you know, that's crazy, right? Because it fucking blew up on that movie and shit with that, and also Damn, It Feels Good to Be a Gangster.
Yeah,
but that wasn't even on that album. But yeah, dude, that was like a fucking classic album to me.
Yeah.
You know, I was bumping that shit heavy. Heavy, heavy, heavy.
He had, was that? No, that wasn't the album he had Tupac on. That was,
No, that was Untouchable.
Untouchable, right.
That was a good album, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a Scarface fan, man. Yeah. I love Scarface, dude. Actually, if I could get one feature, the first feature that I'm going to go after is probably a Scarface feature.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah, he had some Minneapolis connection at one point with Face.
Yeah,
Mob.
Fuck. What was his name? DMG, right?
DMG, yeah.
Yeah, you lived here in St. Paul, I believe.
Right.
That's what Tila and them were telling me. I mean, I wasn't even up on it by then, dude. Like I said, I didn't even get active in the scene. You know, I was just totally in my headphones up until, you know, probably high school.
Speaking of Tila, can we? I mean, I don't know if he wants to.
Oh no, man! You know, we could definitely talk about it. Shout out to everybody that supported. First off, man, and you
Absolutely.
Know, that goes for Ace, that goes for Big Wiz. You know, the entire Gravity team, everybody that stopped up and saw him at the hospital and everything. He wanted to shout everybody out. He's recovering still, you know, but he's back at home. He's back inside of his own house, and everything's
right.
going. I was over there. Me and Wiz were over there the other day eating tacos with him. So,
nice.
You know, and not no fried shells. We're not trying to kill him. We're not trying to kill him, man. Some corn tortillas, some authentic Mexican tacos from Pineda Tacos. But, no, he's doing much better now.
That's
you know?
Good to hear.
Yeah, definitely.
Good to
dude.
Hear.
You know, special shout out to Jack Lindau, man. He, I heard that he actually just went through an open heart surgery as well. So
who's that now?
He's part of the SP Style fam, dude. He's always at shows supporting. He's always supporting, and he's always behind the scenes, and he's always taking videos and all kinds of stuff, and he's just really an avid supporter, you know? And every time he sees me, dude, he always comes up and, yo, man, I really dig your work, and, like, I appreciate that, you know? It really does a lot for me, you know? But I didn't even know that anything was going on with him, and I actually saw on D-Mill's page that he was going through heart surgery, so I just hit him up the other day. He's actually doing much better himself now, so shout out to him as well, man, but shout out to everybody supporting, man. There was a lot of tremendous support for Tila Sean's surgery and incident, you know, and it meant a lot to all of us. It really did, so
cool.
I don't
think
I've ever seen the community come together
right.
like
and that's
that
a beautiful
for,
thing
yeah dude it was crazy
thing.
You know, and it shows a lot about the respect that Tila has around and also the respect that people have for him, you know.
Absolutely.
Because T's the kind of kid, man, you know, he just shows love and respect, you know. He's not he'll give you a chance no matter who you are. He doesn't, you know, judge anybody. He's totally, you know, it really shows. So shout out everybody for that, man. We really do appreciate it.
That's good to hear.
Yeah,
good,
definitely.
Thanks for the update there.
Yeah, definitely. It's doing better.
All right, man. Well, let's take a break, and we will come back, talk about Abhinav, everything, Cherry Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be right back. So I'm here today in heaven interviewing Michael Jackson.
Ow.
I actually thought we'd be in a lower level of not so much heaven. But what do you know about, like, matching clothes? Because I see you wearing a hat and shirt that, and the tongues of your shoes, there they match. Brims and tongues, huh? What does Jesus think of that?
He's a Jew.
Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Brims and tongues.com.
We're back.
Yeah.
You still over there?
Yep.
You still here. Just want to make sure you didn't check out.
Not yet, man.
Got to take a minute to give a little plug to my sponsor, BrimsandTongues.com. BrimsandTongues.com. You head over there. You can purchase anything online, in store, or in person. Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. Online, in store, or in person. I see where I was going with that. Like, yeah. At Gravity.
Yeah.
They're out there.
I got to give a shout out to my sponsors, too. Buy a Thread
whoa, whoa,
clothing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait your turn. Wait your turn. Yeah, you make a purchase with Brims and Tongues, you get entered in a contest to win a pair of tickets to Soundset this year.
Word.
Which you may or may not be at.
Yes.
Still undecided. But they're doing this drawing on April 15th, and you got to get in there. Get some Brims and Tongues. Get yourself a hat, some tongues for your shoes, a shirt, hoodie, something. Something. BrimsandTongues.com, fresh from head to toe. And now you can plug your sponsor.
Buy a thread clothing.
Buy a thread?
Yes, buyathreadclothing.com.
All right. Well, this is a new segment, and I've kind of been doing this, but I actually got a name for it. I'm calling this the high five.
Word.
Right? And it has nothing to do with, like, high-fiving physically or being, you know, like, high.
Yeah. Five. Are you going to put that sound in there, right there?
Oh, I should. I should
Mr.
make
Mr. High Five. Nice.
You ready for this?
Let's
five
hear
questions.
Okay.
Have you ever had a Juicy Lucy?
No, I don't eat beef.
You don't eat beef?
No.
All right.
I don't eat pork either.
Understood.
But I've been to 5A Club, and I've been to Matt's.
All right.
So.
So by association.
Yeah. Kinda? Yeah. Yeah. Kinda. I don't like cheese either.
Really? Okay.
There you go.
You like buns?
Yeah. Definitely. Hypothetically, yeah, literally, yeah. What we talking?
If you could talk with one type of animal, what would it be? What animal would you talk with? That's some deep shit.
Tiger.
Yeah.
A Bengal tiger.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah. All right. Any reason for that? Just because they're badass or what?
Nah, dude, I think it's just because of the Chinese little horoscope fortune thing. I'm a tiger. That's it. That's
okay.
All. That's the first thing that popped in my head.
Well, there you go.
If not, it'd be a Ninja Turtle. There you go. There you go, dude. It'd be a turtle, man.
And not just any turtle.
A ninja turtle, bro.
Right. Do you know what Prince's real name is?
Something Rogers.
Oh, you're on it. Prince Rogers Nelson.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know, I'm proud of Prince.
Yeah.
I'm proud to represent.
Dude, I'm definitely proud of Prince, man.
Yeah.
Definitely proud.
Be?
He was like a generation before me, but either way.
Right.
Either way.
Yeah.
Got to. He stands
I'm
for
not,
so much, dude.
I am
dude.
Not ashamed to share that my firstborn son was conceived to Prince's 3121 album.
Nice.
So remember that next time you hear that album.
Nice.
If you ever hear it.
Wow.
Gonna have so much fun.
Wow.
3121.
You had a lot of fun. You were having too much fun.
I was. What is something not a lot of people know about you, but you wish more people could know?
I wasn't born in the U.S.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah, I was born in Trinidad and Tobago. So,
we're
of West Indian descent.
Okay.
And my father was from India, so.
Okay.
Most people think I'm Mexican or Arab or something. You know what I mean?
I just assume you're a terrorist.
And I don't really, exactly, you know what I mean? Especially after the Trinidadian terrorist thing. Yeah, I get it all, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know. And I don't really have too many platforms to really let that be known. That question is not, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It never really comes up. I mean, yeah, there you go. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. Represent all my coolie people. I'm from Trinidad, not Guyana.
Trinidad.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right, and what is in your stereo right now?
Dead Prez. I was just bumping Dead Prez, Let's Get Free.
Hip hop.
Yep. Yep.
It's the only song I know of Dead Prez.
Dude, the other, what's the name of it? Propaganda, dude. I was bumping that. And hip hop just came on as soon as I pulled in your driveway, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, so. Yep. Dave Chappelle intro, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. With some subs. That is deep. That's some deep bass right
there. It's a good song,
man.
It's
straight bass.
Great album. Great album. Yes, it is. All the way, dude.
I've heard it's a good album. I'll probably have to dig into that at some point in my life. But speaking of, so you're West Indian, but your name, Abhinav,
is East Indian. Yep.
And it means young, novel, which means new.
Mm-hmm. No.
And innovative.
There you go, man.
Yeah. I think I would agree. You're young. And new.
I hang out with a bunch of older people.
Do you?
Yeah.
But that, you know what? That way you stay young.
I stay young.
You stay young.
And I'm
Anytime
still
new. Anytime they try to bring some young kid in the clique, you got to be like, fuck you, man.
Right.
Hey, I'm the young kid.
I think there's a whole
here.
Bunch of different interpretations of what the name is. Mm-hmm. I was always told that it meant still new. That's what Abhinav meant. That's what I was told. But then again, I don't speak Hindi, so I don't, you know. How am I to know?
But that is kind of a common name. In
very common, okay. You know, it's a very common name.
The Roberts of the world, the Abhinavs of the
world.
Yeah,
man, the Mohammeds of the world.
Right.
You know, that's like the most common name in the world,
right,
is Mohammed.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Dropping knowledge tonight,
right,
on the Thank You Rob podcast. All
the international knowledge right here from Woodbury, Minnesota.
So, something I wanted to talk to you about. We were kind of talking before we even started the podcast today about... You posted this on Facebook, I believe it was last week, this meme of kids today have no respect for Ninja Turtles. And if I could love that post, I would, because as I said to you before, as a kid, I had a lot of the Ninja. I didn't have every one of them, but I had a lot of them. And,
you know, I was actually looking at that the other day, you know, because I just went out and bought all of them just to put on my wall.
Right.
You know,
unopened?
Because... Oh, yeah, I'm just going to keep them unopened. I wish I had kept all my ones as kids unopened,
right.
You know. But I think about the 40-year-old virgin when he's like, yeah. Do you know how hard it is to be a kid and not open this and play with it? Like, that's the real shit. But
yeah.
I was looking at them, dude, and I think I had, like, every fucking one.
Nice. You still have them, too?
Hell no.
Oh, you
I don't know what happened to all of them. They probably got dismantled or something.
Mm.
But it is what it is, man. But, yeah, I just went out and bought all of them. I put up on Facebook. I said, if anybody wants to buy them for me, you can go and buy me something. If you want to buy me something nice, you can buy me a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. And then I got sick of that, and 8 hours later, I went and bought them all.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
What do they go for these days? For
$8.
$8, okay.
$9, really. But I asked my mom, I was like, how much were they back in the day? You know, because right. I had all of them. I take a look at them online now on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's why I'm hurt, dude. Like, I'm going to keep them in the packaging because I see they're going for, like, $30, $40 a piece now.
Not in the packaging?
In the packaging.
Oh, okay.
Brand new in the packaging. So I asked my mom. I think I asked her, like, how much were they back in the day? You know, because mm-hmm. inflation and everything, what
right.
did they cost? And I think she said they were roughly about $5, $6, $7, something right around
right.
there.
Yeah.
So okay. that's crazy.
Yeah. You know, who are these kids? Why would you get a toy and not open it and play with it?
Yeah, man, you know, there's no way to, you know, that's
Unless
the impossible.
You
got
to
have a really special child to do that,
right.
You know, because I wasn't even that special. I couldn't even, there was no way. My attention span, if I got it, I'd rip that thing open.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But
even as an adult, if I were you and I got those, I would open those and I would play with them.
You know,
I am 36 years old. I would open them. I would play with fucking toys.
It's funny because... I just went over to my friend's house. We got shirts coming out, so like I did some pre-orders yesterday, and mm-hmm. I went over to my friend's house, Ricky Thayer, who did our logo and stuff like that, and he's really accomplished graphic designer. And I went into his house yesterday, and he's single. I think he's single. I probably shouldn't put that. I don't know if you got a girl, bro. I'm sorry. But it looked like he was single when I was over there. But I walk into his house, and it's kind of like this. You know, it's really clean. Uh-huh. But, like, he has all, like, high-end Ninja Turtle shit. And I was like, are you? And he's like, same age. We graduated in the same class. We went to the same high school. So that's like, we kept in touch since then. But like, he has these pictures in like frames like that. And it's like Bebop, Rocksteady, Shredder, and Splinter. And it's like really dark, like art.
Okay. You know what? I've seen that before.
Dude, it is badass.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Like what he does.
And I believe the artist did the Turtles too, if I'm not mistaken.
He did, but I heard they sucked.
Really?
I heard they didn't look as good as what the other ones that he bought were.
Okay.
But I went into his house, man, and he has action figures like on the wall, just in the boxes. But there was a certain set of Ninja Turtles that he bought, and he bought double of them. And he actually opened them up and like put them in action, just like, you know what I mean?
Like on a shelf.
And it's like, it's the coolest shit in the world, man. It's like, wow, dude. So I'm thinking about going and buying a second set of all the Ninja Turtles now.
Yeah, nice. So that's what you got to do. You got to get that. There's a little bit in you that wants you to open those and play with them.
I just want to set them up, man. So you know they're just there.
But
hell
to get
yeah.
to that point where they're in action, there's the playing with it. Period.
Yeah, that's what separates a figure from an action figure.
That's awesome. Have you seen the new show, the Nickelodeon show?
No.
Neither have I.
I haven't watched it. I remember they tried to really re-release it. You know, what was it? It was a couple years back, man. They've tried to re-release it a couple times now. You know, and I just feel like it's always been cheesy as hell. But I mean,
from what I've heard, this new one is actually not so bad.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a Nickelodeon universe at the Mall of America has a Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
ride.
Dude, it's Turtle Mania right now. Yeah. It's coming back like tenfold right now. Right. It's crazy. It's making full circle right
Michael
now.
Michael Bay explosions all over.
Man, I really wonder what that's going to be like. I really do. Yeah. I hope it's good, though. I think it would be, man, that'd be crazy.
You know, I'm going to watch it either way.
There's such a legacy behind it, man. I just hope they don't screw it up, because they have screwed it up pretty royally in the past. You know, in the after the original, you know, and even in the original movies, you know, with Vanilla Ice and shit. But they screwed it up pretty bad. That's why I haven't, you know, even the toys and stuff, I never really had no interest to go and get them, because they were looking all cheesy and happy. At least the new ones kind of look, you know, a little bit darker and like that. So
I like that they're more articulated too, the new toys.
Yeah.
Like they bend at every joint, you know.
See, that's technology for you, right?
Yep. And that's why you got to open that shit and play
with it. That's the new age.
Yeah,
that's the new age. They can bend. They can do yoga now. Turtle yoga.
Turtle yoga. Debut album, Red Eye Flight, Cherry Sky.
Red Eye Flight.
Shit's coming.
Better late than ever, man. Better late than ever. Mm-hmm. That's hence the album name. So, long time in the making. For me personally, for us collectively, you know. And we've had other releases off of Cherry Sky. You know, Tila put out a mixtape. Tila has another album dropping here shortly. As soon as everything's all, you know, better and everything. He has Precious Jewels coming out, produced by Stefan Wolf, mostly. There's a couple exceptions on there. But we've had other releases on Cherry Sky. Right. But this is the collective album. We started this album when we started Cherry Sky, you know, in 2010. So yeah, man. Definitely looking forward to it.
A lot of time in the making there.
A lot of time in the making. A lot of schedules pushing around. A lot of jobs we went through.
So Cherry Sky is you, Abhinav.
Yes.
L.I.B.
Yes.
Tila Sean.
Yes.
And
Rico Polo and Rich Garvey.
Rich Garvey came on, right?
Yeah, Rich Garvey came on to Cherry Sky as a whole earlier this year. Or maybe late last year. Mm-hmm. He's relatively new, but he did get... there's no features on the album. For anybody that picks it up, it's us. We worked with other producers outside of Cherry Sky. That's the only, you know, real way that it was outside of the organization. But Rich is only on one song because, you know, he came in a little bit later to the company and to the collective. But it was definitely a big deal that we had to have him on there. Mm-hmm. You know, I definitely felt the need to have him on there. So that's Cherry Sky collectively right there. Nice. So The only ones that were missing out of that are our producers, Stefan Wolfen, DJ Diatonic, and I believe DJ Diatonic is about to hit the stage with Yellow Wolf and Res Rap Records right now.
In Bemidji.
He's going on tour with them right now for the Yellow Wolf little tour, the mini tour that they're doing right now. I think they got like 4 or 5 shows with Yellow Wolf.
That's so cool.
Res Rap's about to get signed to Shady Records.
I'm a Yellow Wolf fan. Res Rap, I'm fairly new to. Somebody recommended checking out that new video that you had some. And this is what I like about you. I got to give you respect for this, that you posted about the new Res Rap video.
Yep.
Because you're a videographer, you know, you have a certain eye for things.
Yep.
And you were very honest about, you know, these are my guys. Didn't like some things about the video, you know what I mean?
You know, and I got to address that real quick, man. You know, people looked at it. There was people outside of the circle that kind of looked at it like, why'd you do that, you know? And really all it is, you know, people critique each other out here. We do. And I think it's our job to make sure and critique each other. You know, that was a really heavy lineup, you know, and I called all those guys before I posted it. You know, I called everybody except for Half Dozen. I called Moberg, Martyr, Baby Shell, you know, and I was like, yo, you know, I you know, do you feel this way if I say this, you know? Mm-hmm. And they were like, nah, man, you know, it is what it is, you know?
Right.
So, and I've worked with all these guys as well, you know, so it's not, I wasn't hating, man, and I ain't got no room for hate, but I do feel that, you know, if we're putting ourselves out here to be critiqued, that we should be honest with ourselves. We shouldn't always just be quick to pat each other on the back and then talk shit behind each other. Mm. You know, if you're going to put it out there, put it out to the platform. And if the people feel it, that's what it is, man. You know, and some people felt that way, some people didn't. And that's what it was meant for. You know, I didn't try to put it out there to say, hey, next time you should get one from me. You know, it's not like that. Mm. You know, I respect all of these videographers and all the directors in the city from low to top, all far and few between, everybody. I respect everybody and their craft in the cities, but I just feel that sometimes when we say or when we put these things out there, we put it out there to be critiqued, and that we're not always going to get the feedback that we want, but I think that if it's honest, it will make us better in the future. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a good thing.
We need more of that. People tend to take that criticism as hate.
Yeah, dude, they tend to stray away from it too. But in all reality, you know, what it looks for me, I feel like I'm hurting you more if I don't say that. You know, if I don't address that topic, I feel that I'm hurting it more, you know, because I think that it'd be more wrong if I were to go and go within my circle and be like, oh yeah, you know, I didn't feel that video, blah, 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 blah. And just, you know, that's the behind the back shit. It doesn't, you know, there's no, where's the integrity behind that, you know? And, you know, and I mean, I've had videos that suck too, you know, I know that, you know, I didn't go to school for it, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's part of getting better, you know,
if taking criticism,
you have to be able to take it. Exactly. Yes. You have to take it constructively. I mean, when I started rapping, dude, you know, I still don't think I'm dope because I don't put my 100% into it right now. Right now, it's 100% into the videos, you know, but I think criticism is very important, and it has to be. It has to be accepted on a certain level, you know, especially from your peers, man. You know, I've listened to my cousins. I've listened to T-Lot telling me, "Hey, man, maybe you should go and redo that verse." You know, I've took criticism from the artists that I've worked with on videos. Hey, you know, I didn't really like this part. I didn't really like where you're going. I've recut entire videos because, you know, I send it out to people. Hey, what do you think? I'll just cut the first verse. Hey, what do you think about this? You know, I don't really like it, you know, and I felt like I really put my all into that. But if they're not feeling it, why am I going to put out something that neither one of us are feeling 100% about?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It hurts us more.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it is what it is. But big ups to their entire crew, man. You know, we worked with Divewire. He shot a majority of their videos. That video was done by Handyguard, Morningside, you know. But dude, like the other videos that they've had from Divewire, just, you know, and they've had other videos besides that as well. But I really dig their movement. They're self-sufficient. movement that is up north, they don't have the same outlet, you know, and they were quickly accepted down here because of the plethora of talent that's behind them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's undeniable that Baby Shell's a beast, dude. MPC3, I call my guy Demo the White Nate Dog, you know, like he's always singing his ass off,
right.
But their talent is undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's none of it. We've supported them, you know, I always have supported them. I met them originally when I shot a video. Tall Paul is the one who connected with me for doing the Conviction joint, you know, with Point of Contact, which is Tall Paul and G Malicious, and then Baby Shell, Wawa Tay, and Knox, and Tony, you know, and that's where I originally met Baby Shell. That's how I originally got in contact with Rez Rap Records,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, yeah, definitely much respect to them, dude. Them brothers worked really hard, really hard. Shout out to all of them. Garlic Brown did our beat on Details. He has a production on the album. Shout out War Dog, Moberg, all my people up there, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zach, Theron, everybody. You know, those are my guys. Those
nice.
Are definitely my guys.
Right.
So.
So May 1st at Honey.
May 1st at Honey, man.
This is it.
This is the road up to the release, man. We're under a month now. We're just, you know.
Tall Paul's on the bill.
Yes, Tall Paul's on the bill. Definitely.
It's kind of funny. You got Big Jess, Tall Paul.
Dude, right? It's all big guys,
yeah,
right?
Big,
big,
guys.
Big and tall, right?
I'm not familiar with Pledge Empire. Who's Pledge Empire?
Pledge Empire is Prince Carlton. Those are some really hardworking brothers around the city right
mm-hmm.
now. They are definitely making a name for themselves quickly. I'm not sure how long ago he started, but I don't know, man. Prince Carlton, I think he has some superpowers behind him because, you know, he just kind of came in. He didn't really ask for permission. He was very respectful, you know, going about his thing, but he didn't hold no coattails on anything. He didn't have to get a cosign or nothing. He just worked his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Pledge Empire is responsible for, you know, us going on tour last year to Seattle and Portland. You know, our shows out there was from them, and they have more shows this year. That them guys went to London a couple times already.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, and I'm saying they're right from here. They just started, you know, like 3-4, I don't even know how long they've been doing it. They've been doing it for a while because they were down in Mankato, I believe, for a minute. But if you know, like, Steelo Real or any of them guys, like, they're some really hardworking guys, man. So I really respect their grind, and that's they've showed us love on numerous occasions, and they've always showed love and respect, you know, and that's something that I really value a lot, you know. Respect is, it goes a far way, man. It really
it does.
So, yeah, no, definitely had to show love to them brothers, man, and they show us love, and we want to show some love back, you know.
A lot of love.
Definitely.
Whole lot
All
of love,
man. All love.
And then Moonlight Grammar, hosted by Rich Garvey.
Yes.
Himself,
Rich
and
Garvey and Asar Love Star of
right.
House of DJs. Yeah, man, you know, it's gonna be dope, you know. Looking forward to it. I'm not too familiar with Moonlight Grammar. That was L knows Moonlight Grammar.
Okay.
So I don't really know too much about him, and I'm not trying to put that out there like that, but it is what it is, you know.
We're gonna find out, May
yeah,
1st.
we're gonna find out. I will find out myself. So yeah, no, man, really looking forward to the show. Big Jess, grew up listening to him, man. You know, I was bumping Jess, you know, a little bit more than the you know, before I even heard of Atmosphere, I was bumping Jess, you
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? So the Unknown Prophets world premiere and stuff. So to be able to have him be such a detrimental part of our album, he mixed and mastered the entire album.
Nice.
You know,
yeah.
And we could have got it done in-house right at Cherry Sky, but I wanted to make sure and reach out to Jess for
mm-hmm.
that, you know. So yeah, man, Jess definitely, I definitely had to have him a part. It's you know, something that I grew up listening to. So it's
right.
it's an honor to work with him.
Yeah. He's a good dude too, you know.
Great,
good
great
person.
Guy, man. Yeah, definitely.
Beard
game proper, dude. Yeah.
You know
definitely.
All about that.
Hey, man, you know, Jess is crazy, dude. Like,
yeah.
That shit's crazy. And that beard contest, that was something to see, man. I'm
yeah,
telling you.
I'm sure.
And it was just, like, totally, like, a random thing. He's like, hey, man, yeah, we got this beard contest, you know, and I got me and Wiz going to judge it. You should just come down and get a couple shots. I walk in, and it's, like, fucking packed on a Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, crazy. So it was insane, man, you know. Surprised the video hasn't picked up a little bit more, but I think it's, you know, I think it's going to get there. So,
but wait, I mean, either when's way. The last time you checked? The last time I checked the views, I thought, I want to say it was around 3,000.
Yeah, it's right around 3,000, you know. But we're hoping to get it going viral, you know.
Yeah.
Because within 8 hours of that video being dropped, dude, we had beard companies contacting us, mm-hmm. you know.
For one thing, that's awesome that there's something called like beard companies,
right?
Anything beard themed.
It was called, what the hell was the name of it? Beard Head. And like, I don't know if they have like beanies or some shit. I don't know if they do apparel.
I know what you're talking about. There's like a knit thing. They make like this knit, like a hat would be a knit hat, but it's like a beard.
Yeah, dude.
They make
like
a ton of shit. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, so like they actually contacted Jess, and Jess sent the email to me and Wiz, and he's like, you know, and that was in 8 hours of releasing the video. So, you know, but the thing with Jess, man, he's been doing this for so long, dude. He's connected in all the right places. Yeah. So he probably sent it out to the right people, you know. Mm-hmm. One of those guys that was in the video actually got a deal with Remington, so it's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah, from the contest?
Yeah, from the contest. That's the dude with the crazy sideways joint? Yeah, he was, like, running it, though.
Okay.
So, but he just,
him and his beard are traveling the world.
Straight up, man. He needs to get that thing insured.
No shit. So, Cherry Sky Studios, you got your own studio for recording, mixing, mastering.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, video production's on lock there.
Yes, sir.
And you've worked with fucking, like I said earlier, everyone and their mom. Long Doe, of course.
Yep.
Slug of Atmosphere.
Yep.
AG, DITC.
Yep. Shout out AG, man, doing his damn thing right now. He's coming back kind of hard right now. It's crazy.
Mike the Martyr.
Yes.
Of course, Big Jess, Big Wiz. Yep. People got to check out that beard game proper. That's like...
Yes, definitely.
You know, doing things outside the box is, and that's it. You know what I mean? Who makes a song about beards? You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's awesome.
I'm looking forward to that album. I truly
absolutely.
Am. You know,
absolutely.
I think that it's a different route for Wiz to take, and you know, Jess's comedic value behind it. Man, I'm really looking forward to their collaborative effort.
Yeah.
You know. And I'm hoping to get some more videos done for them as well, because I've heard a couple other songs and it's pretty damn entertaining,
mm-hmm.
to say the least. I just laid down a verse for the album, actually.
I saw Jess post that the other day.
Yeah, dude, so I'm excited for it. But I really want to hear the rest of the album.
Nobody
you know?
Asked me to drop verses on anything.
Man, you got to tell them.
I got fire.
There you go. Dialing. I was kicking it with Big Dylan today, actually. I was shooting a Manifesto's video. That's right there. Yeah.
Southside Looking In.
Yes, Southside Looking In. Manifesto has an album. I think it's solely produced by Mike the Martyr.
That's what it looks like.
I don't think anybody else has production on the album, but I was wrapping up a video for him, and we were kicking it with Big Dylan. So, yeah, no, man, shout out Manifesto, one of the homies for sure.
Have you done a video for him before?
No, Manifesto? This will be the first video that I've done for Manifesto. Right. Yeah, no, I have not done a video for Manifesto yet.
I got more to add to your list here. Rich Garvey, of course. LIB.
Shout out Rich.
Knox.
Shout out. Yes. Knox.
Bobby Hatfield.
Knox is the reason that Slug knows where Cherry Sky is. Knox brought him in when he recorded the song. Oh man, I can't really drop too much on that. I can say the song. You know, there's gonna be a song. The song's already released. Knox has a song with Slug and Mally. And that's the first time that Slug stepped foot into Cherry Sky.
Okay.
And that Knox is also the reason why I've worked with Gene Pool, Mr. Gene Pool. Shout out Beats Company and Mr. Gene Pool. Lead Foot, Thumbprint, I see y'all. Knox is the reason for that. Knox was the bridge for that. You know, that was one of the first videos that I shot was Knox's video, Breathe. And he had the Slug cameo in there, you know, all of that, dude. So, like, yeah, dude, shout out Knox, man. Ghost life or no life, bitch. So.
Actually, Knox, one of his people hit me up. Hopefully, I'm going to get him on the show here sometime.
Yeah,
soon.
Definitely. You got to get Knox down here, dude. Yeah. He just got engaged, man. Congrats to Knox and Sarah.
Hey, congratulations, Knox.
Yes, congratulations.
Sarah was the lady that emailed me.
Oh, see, you already got it doing PR work. Look at you. I'll see you out here, bro.
Not even married yet.
Definitely.
That's cool. Well, let's make that happen, Knox and Sarah.
Yes.
Also, Desdemona, of course. Hope Sick.
Yes.
Which features the Schmall family as
yes,
well.
Yes, it does. Yeah. That's how I originally met you.
That's how
I actually met Buy a Thread Clothing, Chris Cole. He was there with his daughter.
Okay.
If you remember, she was about 6 years old. She's a little bit older, man. Okay. She might be older than that. But yeah, that was, you know, I met you guys through there. So, right. You know, it's all about networking. Yep. Shout out Desdemona. Shout out Big Jess on that. And the Schmall family.
Yes. Yes, sir. So who's out there that you haven't worked with yet that you want to? I know there's probably tons of them, but Dre, Dr. Dre, hit him up. Yeah,
you know, I mean, I could say all the big names in the world, right. You know, but honestly, man, I really feel like I need to cover my backyard before I start going all over the place. So I really, right. You know, my whole thing is I want to make sure and get a video with everybody done in the city, mm-hmm. You know. With that being said, you know, I haven't really worked with, I've worked with the Rhymesayers Collective through Long Doe for Tony Bones' video, mm-hmm. And you know, I'm working with them again through another outlet, fuck it, Knox, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing the video for Knox and Mally and Slug, so yeah. You know, but I haven't really done a video for Atmosphere or Toki. You know, I've had Toki in my videos, you know, for a Cypher video, but I haven't, and I've done another video with him, but I haven't exclusively worked with Rhymesayers, so I would definitely like to do that, right. That's one. Prof, definitely. Mm-hmm. Greg Grease, definitely.
Greg Grease has got some good ones too.
Yeah, dude, and videos.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. Greg Grease is dope. I actually we contacted Divewire. I think that Divewire and Greg Grease, I really like their styles of videos. Mm-hmm. And we contacted Greg Grease about originally shooting some videos for us, and dude, he's so busy with mm-hmm. everything that's going on with him, and I can't, you know. I definitely have to respect it all the way. Absolutely. You know, he's totally having his run right now. So, mm-hmm. I would definitely like to work with these guys. Tuss, you know, Act Right. You know, I definitely want to work with all these guys. You know, I haven't worked with, I don't even know how the hell this hasn't happened, but I haven't actually worked with the Homeboy Freeze or, you know, Illuminous 3. You mm-hmm. know, I haven't really worked with them. The WAG movement, you know, so.
Let's make this happen.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
Let's make these connections.
I definitely want to work with them. So, there's others. There's others that I'm forgetting as well. You know, I really want to work with everybody. I want to work with everybody. And the list is there. But the thing is that even the list that is present right now, I continue to work with all these people, mm-hmm. you know. So, it's just about building bridges, man. Right. That's what it's all about, you know.
And, you know, there's a little bit of a Cherry Sky bridge that I've made.
Oh yeah.
With Rich Garvey, right? I had Rich Garvey on the show here last year, and then I also had Katana, female MC.
Oh yeah, definitely. Katana's dope, dude. The Council, shout out Depth, shout out Katana, shout out D-Side. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, definitely. I know. Yeah. I definitely am aware of her talent, dude. She is a very talented MC, and she's been doing it for quite some time.
And Rich had never heard of Katana, and he listens to the podcast, and he'd heard Katana and checked her out, and he was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Katana's a fucking beast. So there's bridges,
you know? I this little show that I do, I don't make any money, man.
Dude, it's not about the money. It's all about the love and the passion and really connecting the community, mm-hmm. you know, and as long as we all leave our mark, that's all it's really about, you know, and that's dope. You know, that's really dope. I'm surprised Rich hasn't heard of Katana though. Rich, what the hell?
Yeah. What the hell?
That's crazy.
Well, he does now either way. So, yeah, man, you start in your own backyard. That's a good example. You know, same with me. You know, I would love to get. The beauty of doing this podcast is I would love to interview everyone in the local scene. You know, everyone mm-hmm. Not even local, you know, Rhymesayers, Stop House, of course, and Long Doe, and mm-hmm. there's so many. Like, I could do the show for at least 500 episodes
and
have a different guest.
From everybody,
time.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
You know, I actually need to add on to that list, man.
Yeah.
Who I want to work with. So far, I've been pretty, it's been one-dimensional. It's been a lot of hip-hop videos. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to work with Kingsman a little bit, and he's going for more of the pop kind of look, but I really want to work with some reggae artists, and I'd love to work with some rock artists. I'd love to reach outside of the genre. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to challenge myself with the videos to explore something that I'm not familiar with. Right. You know, I take a keen interest to hip hop, so that's where I kind of get my vision and my eye from, mm-hmm. you know. but I would definitely want to reach outside of the box. That's definitely something that I want to do. So
that's healthy.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
To step outside your boundaries.
Definitely,
man.
Definitely. Yeah. And I don't feel it would be a challenge, not a headache. Mm-hmm. You know. So anybody out there, man, if you guys are aware of us, Cherry Sky, you're aware of, you know, whatever, I would definitely like to work with you.
Yeah, so. That goes the same for the podcast too.
Definitely.
I know hip hop. You know hip hop. Yep. You know what I mean? That's kind of where we're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but stepping outside that realm, it's not a bad thing.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. That's probably my the one thing that I haven't really done is step outside too much outside of the genre.
Right.
And I have huge interest in doing so. So.
Absolutely.
Just waiting for the opportunity to be right.
Well, if people need to get in contact with you, maybe you could add on to this, but I got cherryskystudios.com, of
yep.
course. You got the Facebook.com.
That one is actually going to be shut down. The new one that will be opened up is cherrysky.org. We lost some, we had some little difficulties with the domain name and the hosting.
Mm-hmm.
So the new one is cherrysky.org.
.org.
Yes. And
Facebook.com/cherryskystudios.
Yep. You can reach me
YouTube.com
yep.
/ Cherry Sky Studios. That's yep. where people should start.
Yeah.
If they want to check out some good videos.
You can start there, and then also I can put my number on here. It doesn't matter. Just put ** Cherry Sky. You can call me directly right there. So
wait, what?
** Cherry Sky. You could dial that right now and it's gonna
tell
you.
What
dude,
is that?
It's a fucking app, dude.
Really?
Yeah, man. It's like it's an app, and I don't know all who they have it through. I have Sprint for my phone.
Okay.
So it's an app, and you pay like $2.99 extra a month or something
mm-hmm.
for like five characters, up to five characters, but it goes right to your number.
Really?
Yeah, dude. So it's more easier that way.
That's some futuristic shit right
you know
there.
I mean?
Cherry Sky's on some futuristic shit.
Hey, man, we're just trying to stay with the times,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Or else we're going to get left behind.
Yeah.
I'm not on futuristic. I'm just rolling along with the times. I might even be behind. Honestly, so.
Well, speaking of being behind on the times, you can check out my MySpace page at, I'm just kidding.
MySpace. Hell yeah, dude.
Well, hey, thanks for doing the show, man. I appreciate you
most definitely,
coming
man.
By. I'm going to go through my rigmarole here, my canned thankyourob.com website.
Geo.
Because if you go to that website, you will see the podcast button. You can click that button. You could listen to the old episodes. Rich Garvey. Katana. Who else is on this list? Mike the Martyr's been on a few.
Mm-hmm.
Big Jess, of course, has been on a couple. Big Wiz has been on a couple. Or you've been on before in some way, shape, or form.
Shout out
Desdemona. Beasley. Yeah, Beasley. And Freeze, of course. Yeah, shit. Man, there's so many. I'm going to leave a ton of people out. Anyways, listen to those old episodes, you know?
So who do you want to get on here? Who can I get on here for you that you have not had on here? That I've worked
really,
with.
You know what I found is like a lot of people are very easy to get in contact with. Around
yes, they
it,
are.
You know what I mean? There's always the Rhyme Series people that are just, you got to go through the hoops.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's a label. That's mm-hmm. just how it works. Really, most of the people that are on your list are
has
on my
Tall
list.
Paul been on here?
He has not.
Tall Paul needs to be on here. He needs to talk about his Dave Chappelle situation,
yeah.
I think.
Okay.
Any of the Rez Rap homies been on here?
Nope, not yet.
Man, see? Nope. Next time they get in town.
Yeah.
I'll have to get
you
in touch.
They're up in Bemidji? Or?
Yeah, they're in Bemidji, but you know what? Rez Rap is all over the fucking state.
Okay.
They're all over the region.
Yeah.
They're always down here, mm-hmm. you know? And I'm pretty sure they got some fucking show
coming.
They're
probably here right now. We don't even know
they're
it.
Here. They're here, man. They're here in spirit.
But I also do graphic design work, iDefine Design. You go to iDefineDesign.com.
I need to look at that.
Check it out. I've worked with a few people. Big Jess, Desdemona.
Gio.
Myself. I work for myself all the time.
Yes.
I also got a shout out Fuzz Talk Radio, Mankato. They replay episodes of this.
Yes, dude. I met him down at the last one. Shout out to them dudes, man.
Yeah. And, of course, Brims and Tongues. Appreciate the sponsorship. And that's all I got. What do you got to say? Anything? Last words over there?
Man, you know, it's... I'll probably come back in a little while after, you know, the album drops and we get done with all that craziness. But for right now, I want to thank you, Rob Podcast. And I would also like to shout out Wit, who did our album cover.
Mm-hmm.
Big Jess and the Cherry Sky team and all of the artists that were involved. Shout out Garlic Brown, Free Tech. You know, Tech had a production album. I really want to shout out everybody that was involved with the album right now, since that's kind of the focus of everything, so I don't forget anything. But you know what it is, man. Yeah.
May 1st, honey. It's going down.
May 1st, come out there, definitely.
And I will wrap this up with Chewbacca Balls.
What do you think is like one of the biggest obstacles you face so far being like a black skateboarder or a skateboarder, period?
Dark sliders, chilling like a villain. Midnight riders, this is for my innovators. Black skaters, we're invaders. Man, fuck all the haters. So niggas on the asphalt, skating they ass off. Going mad fast with they helmets and pads off. We stay up in the street, we roll the 10 deep. We skate all night while the world's counting sheep.
Catch me reading Thrasher or a Trans World with a pair of Vans on and a board to stand on. 360 kickflips, I used to get my land on. I just had to remind them before them handrails was bought up. I was the first kid to grind them. Search for Animal Chin, I was the first one to find them. Overlands, mountains, view from a Tony Hawk. They said, why you ride a skateboard? I said, why you only walk?
This is for my grinders, dark sliders, chilling like a villain, midnight riders. This is for my innovators, black skaters, we're invaders. Man, fuck all the haters. So niggas on the asphalt, skating they ass off. Going mad fast with their helmets and pads off. We stay up in the street, we rollin' 10 deep. We skate all night while the world's counting sheep.
One of the only dark brothers out on the cement, spending all my money on decks and independence. I used to ride Vision and I had the shoes. Santa Monica Airlines and Santa Cruz. Pop Swatch, riding on my ride stop. That's when I had the box top like Ray Barbie. Hey, get out my way and say sorry. When I skate, they say gnarly. Twist outs like Clay Artie, you're back to Artie Clay.
This is for my grinders, dark sliders, chilling like a villain, midnight riders. This is for my innovators, black skaters, we're invaders. Man, fuck all the haters. So niggas on the asphalt, skating they ass off. Going mad fast with they helmets and pads off. We stay up in the street, we roll the 10 deep. We skate all night while the world's counting sheep. This is for my innovators, we skate all night. We skate all night. This is for my innovators. We skate all night, black skaters. This is for my innovators. We skate all night, night, night.
And what about like police chasing me out of certain places? And I mean,
I always gonna have a hater doing something. They got haters for people rap. They got the police for the rappers, police for everybody. Now they got police for skaters.